never heard of it. Yeah, I've heard people do that, but you don't remember what a shivery was?
Shivery.
Yeah.
That's a celebration after a wedding, yeah, I think.
Okay.
Well, if you have the house raising, you know, a barn raising, you used to do that a lot. You don't do it no more. You know, all the family come over, friends come over and help build a house, put the roof on. Then if they were going to build one, everybody go over there. It'll make it a lot easier.
Yeah. What sort of things bring the community together when you were coming up?
Well, wedding. Seems like a funeral brings everybody together.
Yeah.
You know, it's bad to say that, but it always does. Of course, might throw a barbecue. That does it all the time. Christmas time brings everybody together. Christmas dinner. Everybody, he'd come over in their pajamas at Daddy's place, you know, the whole family. I mean, his brothers and everybody, early in the morning, get up and come over, even in their pajamas, and open the Christmas tree, you know. And Thanksgiving, we have that out in the woods. People while we're hunting. We don't come home, we just have it out in the woods. Everybody gets together out in the woods. Have a deer hunt in the morning, women back there cooking turkey and what have you. Come in, have a good Thanksgiving, sack out about an hour, you know, and go back and hunt again.
Do you ever remember people getting running out of town or taking an unpopular stand about things one way or other?
Getting run out of what?
Run out of town or anything like that?
Yeah, you ride them out of town on the rail. What you used to call it. Well, you used to tar and feather people too and ride them on the rail, what you used to do. Back in Daddy's day, young days, they did that.
All right.
Well, it got worse than that. They did what they did here. The old history of the town. Well, the black, I know what caused it. When I was a little bitty boy, they had some black guy, nigger, raped a white woman. So all the whites got together in the Klan and everything and went shooting every nigger they found on the streets and the alleys. They just dumped them in the Mason River. Now, that's a fact. And the way it all stopped, well, this went on for a week. About a week, I guess. The way it stopped was one nigger went down the street of Beaumont over there with a sign saying, "All you niggers gonna get us black people killed." And it stopped. But I don't know how many hundreds of niggers they killed down here. They said a white rolled up and seen one and shot him.
That's crazy.
That happened down here. If they need to do it again, I think. Put them back in the clay. Boy, don't you put that?
No.
Not my job position, you know.
Don't worry about that. It ain't nobody
gonna
hear about it.
I mean, yeah. As far as, yeah, anybody works for me, they treat it like a human being, an equal. I got to.
Now, there might be if there was a party somewhere and everybody was, or. Everybody was wild, they'd come and arrest, the police might come and arrest.
Be a raid.
Okay,
it
would arrest just one person, they'd arrest them.
Everybody. Whole party. The whole group.
What about, you heard of...
Bet y'all get a lot of laughs out of my dialect down there. And, you know, I laugh a lot about people's dialects come from over there.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of interesting in a way.
Well, I think you and I talk a lot of lies.
You do. Yeah, you do. You don't talk like, you know, like an Easterner, you know.
Yeah.
New York, Blue Boy on Toy Street. I get a kick out of
it. You get a lot of different type people in here toward offices.